Hey, welcome to our show. Viewer discretion is advised. This show contains good sense and liberal disruption and dislike for your education, enlightenment, edification, and encouragement. So if y'all are a liberal, maybe switch the channel. Or stay here and we'll give you a little conversion therapy. The Prime Minister of Canada, he increased the carbon tax by 50% on the very same day, which is April 1st, 2020. The wages of all elected and non-elected people, which would be the senators and the MPs, those elected ones in Canada, increased by 2-point-something%, right? I don't think that's in very good taste. I mean, come on already. You got Canadians everywhere losing their jobs, and these people that have no work, they get to pay more in taxes. The people that have work get to pay more in taxes too, but they get a whole bunch more money in wages. Is that fair? I don't think so. Do they work hard? Some of them do. I couldn't name too many liberals that do, but there's a lot of conservative members of parliament that they're good people. And they do a good job, but are they embarrassed about getting this automatic thing going on every year? Of course they are. They're looking around saying, hey, I'm deserving of it because I work so hard, but now's not the time. It's a bad time, and they shouldn't be doing that. Tracy Gray, Candace Bergen, Bob Brenzen, Cheryl Gallant. I know so many of these people that are hardworking, good, honest people. They're helping their people, people that voted for them. But you know what? Now's not the time. The average salary right now with the increase is $182,656 for a member of parliament. And it's always $25,000 less. I don't know who created that rule for an unelected senator. The people that don't show up, and when they do, who cares anyway? They don't have any good sense, let alone common sense. And that ain't common, good sense. They make $157,656. And in addition to that, if you belong to a certain committee or this or that, you get additional money on top of your salary. All kinds of perks, all kinds of other things. It's a pretty good job. But also, the people I mentioned and many others, they work for it and they're deserving, but now's not the time. There's things going on. We need somebody to lead us out of the wilderness. Is that the Prime Minister of Canada? Wow. It's a little bit frightening. The virus, you know what, the cure? I kind of think it could be worse than the actual disease. More people will soon die from mental health issues, which means suicide, or jumping off a bloody bridge than they will for the virus, because the economy's been unplugged. It's like going up to your TV and pulling the plug and it's all over, right? How do you plug it back in? A lot of fumbling, but you have to plug it back in. You have to do something. The world is collapsing here, and boom, 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 boom. What's an essential service? Guns. A lot of Americans say it's an essential service. It was finally settled the other day when the government said the Second Amendment says that. We have freedom, a lot of freedoms that are in jeopardy right now. Freedom of speech, freedom of religion. They're saying you can't talk, freedom of gathering, you can't assembly, you can't do that. But the freedom of firearms is preserved there. And there's a lot of confusion because some commie people in California, the person, the sheriff, I guess, in L.A., he said one day, it's an essential service. Long lineups of people accordingly, you know, and then pretty soon thereafter he said, oh, it's not an essential, and then he's back and forth. Finally, it's been determined it's essential. In Canada, so many Canadians went to get a gun, long gun, handgun, and said, you know, things are getting bad out there, empty shelves, I have a lot of food, some big tough guy might, with no neck, hey, he might come to my house and say, give me your food, and I want to be able to say, I don't think so. They were shocked. They continue to be shocked. Hundreds of thousands of Canadians say, how can this be? I want freedom. I want to buy a gun. I used to shoot a gun as a kid, and now I'm being told that not only can't I get one, I have to fill out all the forms, but the government offices aren't open anyway. There's nobody to process the forms. What do? You go home. You don't get to have a gun. You don't get to protect yourself. The government wants to get the guns out of the hands of all the good guys. There's about 10 million guns out there in those hands. Good luck. In the old days, I kind of think when the government went up and said, give them to me, people did. They're honest. Not now. People say, hey, honest or not, I ain't giving up my guns. I mean, because when the government says you don't need a gun, you need a gun. So I don't know what's going to happen here, but you got to protect yourself and your family. Mexico and Canada, their borders are now closed for people's safety. Democrats, they are so happy about this. But when Trump tried to do the very same thing, he was a racist. Let that sink in. You're processing that? You got it? I got it. I'm still on lockdown. Well, lock up? Maybe. I get paroled here, I think, April 11th, where they finally can escape. Maybe it's the 10th. I hope it's sooner than later. Anyway, my travel plans for this weekend, they're limited somewhat because of this incarceration, right? With this virus thing going on. But I do have travel plans. Let me share them with you. I'm going to go into every room in my house 3 times.
Y'all come back tomorrow. See ya.